This goes to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Waldezak, W-A-L-D-E-Z-A-K, P-A-C. Fax 989-539-7747. Regarding Carol Adkins, A-D-K-I-N-S. Date of birth 2/11/1947. Dear Ms. Waldezak, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Adkins with history of prior elevated calcium causing acute renal failure and hypertension, also COPD. Her last visit was June 26th of 2023. There was a scheduling error in March and April, and she did have to be rescheduled for a follow-up phone visit today. Her kidney function has improved and stabilized. Most recent lab studies were done 3/15 of 24, and creatinine is normal at 0.93. She still requires meloxicam daily for joint pain, but she is feeling well. She does have two new medications since her last visit, losartan 25 milligram daily and rosuvastatin is 20 milligram daily, and her last visit was June 26th of last year. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She does have inhalers to use, and those seem to be working well currently. No chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. No cloudiness or blood. No incontinence. No edema. Physical exam. Weight, 162 pounds. Pulse, 66. Blood pressure is 116 over 67. And most recent labs were done 3/15/2024. Creatinine 0.93, estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium 9.7. Albumin 4.1. Sodium 146, slightly elevated. Potassium 4.0. Carbon dioxide is 27. Phosphorus is 4. Hemoglobin 14.8 with normal white count and a normal platelet. Assessment and plan. A history of hypercalcemia, currently normal calcium levels. 2, history of acute kidney injury, normal creatinines currently. 3, COPD, stable on inhalers. We would ask the patient to continue having lab studies done every 6 months. We've encouraged her to minimize the use of meloxicam, particularly since she started losartan. Those two tend to interact and cause renal problems in the future. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Puente, MD.